Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Look. I don't know why they been lying, but your shit is not that inspiring. Bank account statement just look like I'm ready for early retirement. Fuck any nigga that's talking that shit just to get a reaction. Fuck going platinum, I looked at my wrist and it's already platinum. I am the kid with the motor mouth, I am the one you should worry about. I don't know who you're referring to, who is this nigga you heard about? Someone just talking that bullshit, man, someone just gave you the runaround. Niggas down playing the money, but that's what you doing, the money down. I don't waste time putting money down, I just go straight to who got it and buy it in cash. Pussy so good that you gotta come see me on tour and you gotta fly in first class. This has been years in the making, it's off of the city, they know I come right every summer. Cash money records forever, I'm always big timing, bitch, I came up right under stunner, you know it. Jealousy in the air tonight, I could tell. I will never understand that, but oh well. Being ready, it's real, I don't know about you. She just wanna smoke and fuck, I said, girl, that's all that we do. Okay, now you're talking my language, now you're talking my language. Now you're talking my language, now you're talking my language. Being ready, it's real, I don't know about you. She just wanna smoke and fuck, I said, girl, that's all that we do. I'm about to roll one and light it and fuck it, man, no one's invited. I gotta kill off the weak shit that's got all you niggas excited. I can't even listen, you wildin', I much rather sit here in silence. I send all my money to banks in the islands and eat with Italians, I do. People are funny, you don't even know about the shit that I've been through. I just want some head in a comfortable bed, it could all be so simple. Talking that shit with your back to me, just know it always get back to me. Come get your girl, she been here for 3 days and she way too attached to me. Hate when they get too attached to me. I gotta get on the bus and get back on the road. Get what I can out the country and then I just get on the jet and go back to the cold. Can't even drive with the top off, been working so hard on the album, I miss the whole summer. I just might bring in some girls from Miami to heat up the city and that's where the sun is, you know it. Jealousy in the air tonight, I could tell. I will never understand that, but oh well. Being ready, it's real, I don't know about you. She just wanna smoke and fuck, I said, girl, that's all that we do. Okay, now you're talking my language, now you're talking my language. Now you're talking my language, now you're talking my language. Being ready, it's real, I don't know about you. She just wanna smoke and fuck, I said, girl, that's all that we do.
Big time, sunshine, tote nine. Bust mine, flat line, hard grind. High life, stay fly, it's jet time. Stunt, nigga, every time you see a nigga. Stunt, nigga, every time you see a nigga. Stunt, nigga, swag on head to feet, nigga. Stunt, nigga.
I just might bring in some girls from Miami to heat up the city, and that's where the sun of your.
Hey, welcome everybody to Deep Dark and Dirty. Tonight, we're going to be having a hot topic. We're going to be doing movie reviews. I know everybody went out to see The Force Awakens. Are you ready to become a Jedi? If not, then you need to chime in at www.blogtalkradio and see what's going on with the new Star Wars movie. And also, we're going to be talking about Ant-Man. And then we're going to be talking about the epic adventure, the all-time movie of 2016. This movie will blow all of the Marvel movies out of the water for the last 20 years. They haven't had nothing this spectacular. It's going to take about 4 movie viewings at every theater just to hold this movie. Get ready for the one, the only Batman versus Superman. Which person will win? Coming out March 25th, 2016. They're going to get it on like Donkey Kong. And like I said, once again, if you want to join us tonight, you know what to do. Join us in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/KnowYourEnemy, KNOWURENEY. If you want to join us on the phone line, call in at 657-383-0967. Once again, that's 657-383-0967. And we'll have our lovely hostess on the line co-hosting with me, Miss Tiffany. If y'all haven't checked out the show before, if you never had the experience of Deep, Dark, and Dirty, you can join us by making you an account. It takes 30 minutes, and you will get reminders of how long as you click follow on the homepage. For those people that want to be interviewed on the show, because maybe you have a hot thing you want to do, you have a business that you want to put out, or you want to get your feet wet and into the door, then all you have to do is hit me up by email, DISBEME97@yahoo.com. Once again, that's DISBEME97@yahoo.com. What do I need from you? Three clips of your work, contact information, need your pictures. Why do I need this? So I can make you a professional flyer, ask you the right question, and most of all, try to help you get paid and promote your business. Once again, if you want to get interviewed, all you have to do is hit me up at my email, DISBEME97@yahoo.com. It's a one-time fee of $25, but it's well worth the price. And everybody, I'm going to be with y'all in just one more second. I'm going to put on some music for you. Right now, we're going to turn on some FD pumps, and we'll begin to the show in 2 and 2.
When you walk in the bar and you dress like a star, rocking your F-me pump, and the man notice you with your Gucci back crew, can't tell who he's looking to, 'cause you all look the same, everyone knows your name, and that's your whole claim to fame. Never footballer's wife. You don't like players, that's what you say. What you really wouldn't mind a millionaire. You don't like ballers, they don't do nothing for ya. What you'd love a rich man 6'2" or taller. You're more than a fan, looking for a man. What you end up with one night. If you got past one night, but that part never goes right. In the morning, you're vexed, he's on to the next, and you didn't even get no text. Don't be too upset if they call you a check, 'cause like the news, every day you get pressed. You don't like players. Your jeans are too tight, and you're lucky it's ladies' night. With your big empty purse, every week it gets worse. At least your breath costs more than hers. So you did Miami, 'cause you got there for free, but somehow you missed the plane. You did too much. Just go home to their wives.
remember that woman's name, but I keep forgetting it now. But I used to know back in the day she was like one of my favorite singers. I just know she had died, and she had a very beautiful soul when it came to music. But she also had a more realistic and fun type way of presenting her message. So, yeah. Now, without further ado, we're going to be getting into this. This session for tonight, like I said, we're going to be bringing forth the Force. Luke, I'm your father. Now, without further ado, bringing on my co-host, Miss Tiffany. Welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Yo, the Force is upon us. It's time for us to get in. Are we going to be on the dark side or are we going to be on the lights?
I'll take the dark.
If you will not be turned, you will meet your destiny. You know, it's kind of funny, though, because the way that Return of the Jedi ended, you never thought there would have been the awakening of the Force. And then, you know, every time they do a Star Wars movie, they always do it in three. I'm trying to really picture what they're going to be bringing with this one. I saw that the dark side guy, he walked up and took Darth Vader's helmet and was like, your legacy will live on, and we will carry out what you have started. Now it's like, you know, the other one's talking about, the Force is strong in my family. My father had it, I had it, and my sister had it. I'm thinking Leia was going to be the next one. But Leia's old and on AARP, and so is Han Solo. So what, they're going to be like the Yodas of the Jedi now, and then everybody else is going to be the young crew starting over again?
Sorry, I'm back.
Are you going to see the movie? Or do you know anybody want to have to see it today? I know they did it on opening night.
Yeah, midnight, right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's when everybody's supposed to tent out, barbecue, and have their little Trekkie stuff and flying around with the Millennium Falcon and having the little starships and fighting with lightsabers. Like everybody was changing on their pictures to have the red or green or like blue lightsaber up in front of their picture.
Mm-hmm. Actually, one of our callers went to see the show today, Daniel, but I haven't heard from him to find out how it was. So hopefully he'll call in before the show updated. Yeah, but I think I want to go see it.
I'm going to see it on Tuesday. I was thinking to see it today, but you know, like it'd be too packed on the first night and everybody be packed up on one another. And then you got to worry about people walking over you and then maybe too many people making noise and you trying to focus, especially with movies cost almost $11 to $15. So I'd be like, that's my only reason why I didn't see it today, because I was going to go to Outback Steakhouse and then go to Largo Town Center and watch the Death Blast. Like, nah, first night, you got to remember it's going to be packed all day unless some people, like, you know, or is it going to really be Star Wars? Or is this going to be like some knockoff, corny type version of the Force? That's why now some people were skeptical.
Hmm. And then you got a lot of people that really be into changing to the characters. You know, but it's nice when they have like shows and stuff or that be like that. Because some people be... be like, dang, was they the sexual effects on the film? Did they really be getting their makeup and the costume together? What are you doing?
So let me ask you this. Have you seen Ant-Man?
No, who plays in that?
It's supposed to be about this guy. He ended up messing up in his life. And, you know, sometimes you give a person a second chance. So he becomes the superhero that's supposed to be down to the size of the ant. It's supposed to be like a superhero battling this other person that's supposed to be just the opposite of him and trying to take him out. And they even fight around like toy action figures and stuff like that. It looks like a pretty funny movie, and it has an interesting setup, but it's like really crazy. I'll actually go see it like on YouTube, but I wouldn't be paying or getting the DVD. I don't even think I'd get it on bootleg, but it looked like it was
now,
mad
you
funny
know why
now.
I'm laughing? I wouldn't knock it, because you know ants supposed to be strong as hell. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's funny. Crazy. Trust me. You see what the ants doing, how he's supposed to be fighting, you'd be laughing. I'm just thinking, though,
that
really, Ant-Man, when I first saw it, I said, like, yeah, this is a kiddie movie.
Mm-mm.
But you know the movie I really want to see, and everybody knows what I said. This is going to be my epic movie that I'm pasted on everybody's page. I put it in people's inbox everywhere I go. I'll post the jumps. And I got every time a video came out about a new clip of it, I made sure I put it up. I'm ready to see Superman versus Batman. God dang. When I tell you they're going in on that movie, they ain't showing no mercy. They're not holding back no punches. They're going to Superman.
Wow.
Even said to Batman, he said, if I wanted you dead, I would have killed you already. Stay down. I was like, dang, Superman saying that kind of stuff? I was like, that's ruthless. And then Batman talking about he's too powerful, he got to die. I was like, okay. They said it's supposed to be just a dispute and a quarrel, and then they're supposed to get back together again. But, man, you see when he get that red kryptonite, how he going as that Batman, she even ripped his car doors open, stood up, and I'm like, what you trying to do now? And then you see Batman done jumped on his chest and fell through the bill. I said, oh, yeah, this is going to be some good stuff. And he got Wonder Woman even coming out that jump. But they said Lex Luthor set this whole thing up, so they about to get it on like Donkey Kong. Everybody's talking about they either going on Superman or Batman. So I said, I want to see what the vote's going to be. I'm going to tell you March 25th. You're talking about movie theaters being packed. This might be the first movie that hits $10 billion. I'm talking about within the first movie. That's how hardcore this movie is. Just the previews alone make you want to watch it down. You ain't even got to watch the movie itself. Just the previews alone make you think like, oh yeah, this is going to be a bad movie. It got too much action in it for them to mess up. They got to have a serious plot because they're destroying the city like crazy. But, Tip, did you ever watch any of the Star Wars movies?
Crazy. Don't know how sometimes they come up with the concept, like, why would you choose these two characters, villains, and stuff? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I thought the jacked up part was what happened in the final one when it was supposed to be Return of the Jedi. It's like, you know, this whole time it's supposed to be father versus son because they end up being revealed in part five. Empire Strikes Back. But it's like after he done cut off his father's hand, it's like, did you really expect Luke was going to get any help from his father since he'd been a robot the whole time trying to kill him? Because Emperor was like basically killing, kicking his tail. I was like, dang, Yoda's dead. Then Obi-Wan Kenobi got struck down. I was like, what the world is he going to do to get out of this now? And
yeah,
then it's like all of a sudden,
know,
you know, his father finally had a heart and he was going to kill him.
Wow. But who is your favorite character from Star Wars?
Hmm.
Who is your favorite character from Star Wars?
See, when he was in part one through part three, it was Anakin because he was just ruthless. He was hardcore. He had nothing to hold back. But of course, you know, everybody liked from four to six, it ended up being like, Luke, because, you know, he had to, like, be the defense person fighting and talking trash. But if it had to be, like, an extra person, then I probably would go with Han Solo because he was just, like, he didn't give a care. People could talk down about him, but he still going to handle his business. So I had, like, three people in that job. So it was Anakin when he was young. It was Luke because he always had to put it down regardless of what happened. And like I said, Han Solo, which is Harrison Ford, he just put in work. He never backed down nobody, despite the fact he might be about to lose his life. He always was real about his game when it came down to the movie.
Right. Definitely. Because I was thinking about, like, you know, some of the villains and, like, even if I was, like, some of the Batman movies, like, who was my favorite character, like, from certain movies, you know. But, I don't know, the Joker. Before I seen a movie, like, just reading back stuff from Batman, I used to be on, what's the one, Two-Face?
Yeah.
I used to like him, but actually seeing the movie, the Joker was like, yeah. And then Poison Ivy.
Oh, you're talking from Batman, yeah. From Batman, I think I had like three people. I liked the Joker, which was Heath Ledger. He was just hardcore. And the thing was so unpredictable. Yeah. See, a lot of people, when you watch movies, it has to always have a straight storyline. Got to spec what's next. But Joker could be in the worst trap, the most bad situation, have somebody even put a gun up to him, and he still would have all the cards in his deck. He even went to the police station, blew them up, and then walked out and was up there driving the car. You're looking like, how does he end up being just so manipulative and so on point and be able to calculate everything that's about to happen down to the last point and still be the winner in the game?
Yeah, he changed. He, him being a Joker, it put it on a whole different level. It really did. But, yeah, he was a good actor. Rest in peace.
Well, who was your favorite Batman? I know with me, my favorite one was the last one that just did. I think he did the best job. He had the voice for it.
I don't think you'd be listening to me. I just went through that. Who was my favorite? I said, before I seen the movie, I used to be on Two-Face, but actually,
I think
I'm
your favorite
say,
Batman, not your favorite character.
Oh,
there were
I'm
different
sorry.
Batmans. It was Michael Keaton and George Clooney.
Val Kilmer, Michael Keaton, and George Clooney. To me, my favorite Batman character was Michael Keaton. But Val Kilmer was a better Bruce Wayne to me. He looked like the Bruce Wayne character, personally. That's how I look at it.
I mean, he had the look, but I don't know if he had that swagger like him. He seemed just too calm. Batman's supposed to be rugged and cutting
up.
Oh,
hold on. No.
Playboy
I forgot about
type.
My boy. Whatchamacallit? What's his name? Christian. What's his name?
Christian Bale. Yeah, that's the one I was just talking about.
Yeah, I like him. His voice. Like, he. Yeah, so.
He
I don't know.
Cocky.
I would say Michael Keaton overall. Michael Keaton. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He changed.
Yeah,
I'll come up with the best Bruce Wayne.
Right.
Exactly.
But you know something funny about that? Like, when it comes to James Bond, Spider-Man, and all the other people, they always do all their own series. But whenever it comes to Batman, it's like if you hit a certain number, it's like they always have to start over with somebody new. You never mostly find anybody making it three. So it's funny, like, Christian Bale was the only one that actually, with the newest Batman that was more realistic, he made it through all three. But most people, they have a short lifespan when it comes to that. But now you look at, like, 007s and everything else, they could be, like, 4 to 5. Even 10 different movies and still not have to worry about somebody switching up. So that takes a lot of effort to pull off being Batman.
True.
So what you think about this new Batman? Now they're about to go to I can't remember his name right now. I know him because he's always mostly the comical person. That's why most people didn't really approve of him being Batman, but he played his role because when they gave him the look, he actually does look like he could be Batman. But what is his name? I know who the villain, I know who Superman is, but I can't think of who the heck Batman is right now. Hold on, let me just look this up so I can get it out.
Yes, people, we're giving you accurate information.
Okay, yeah, YouTube. As a matter of fact, let me go to Google. What's the best way to get it? Who plays new Batman? Ben Affleck. I knew I was going to think about it since I was trying to type it out.
He played the Superman one. I seen that movie.
Yep.
Did you see the movie where he played Superman?
See who?
I said, did you see the movie where he played Superman?
I never seen Ben Affleck playing no Superman.
Yes, he did. It was the real Hollywood
story.
It was a real Hollywood story that he played of what was the first Superman name? The original one before Christopher Reeve. From back in the day. It was a true story.
That's a dude.
No. The first one before Christopher Reeves. The old one, the original one. Well, anyway, it's a movie. You can Google it. Matter of fact, let me try to Google it. It was about the true story of the person that played Superman, the original one. And he did a good job. You should check it out. Like, it was real good. Because I didn't know it was a true story. I was like, he did all that for real, but he the man.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to check that out then. All right, everybody. Mm-hmm. Well, I know we started about 2 minutes late, but we got everything in that we were supposed to do. Tomorrow night I'm going to come up with another topic for us to do, and then next week when I go see The Force Awakens on Tuesday, I give y'all all the insight on whether it's a pass or a go, and I get maybe some of the Star Wars Trekkies up on this jump and see if they want to give their commentary on it. But we're going to have some interviews for y'all coming up in a few weeks. We're going to do some Christmas songs and some games for y'all next week, and I'll be coming out with a book very soon, so I'll be reading my excerpts on here because I know everybody's been wanting to see what's going to happen with Brandy and what's going to happen with the mistress. So we're going to have a very interesting show over the next 3 weeks. And also, in the beginning of the new year to start everything off, I'll be having my birthday party and be going to a hotel, so I'll keep everybody clued in with that. January 4th is going to be going down. I'm going to have fun over the weekend and for the whole week. It'll be my birthday week, so definitely look out for that, and definitely look out for my book, and definitely look out for more fun things to do. And now, without further ado, I'm going to let my co-host close out the show, and we'll see y'all next time.
Hello, people. Yes, this is your co-host, Miss Tiffany, TiffiGladden. You can reach me on Facebook, and I will be having a party, which is a game night where you play cards, trivia, in Baltimore, January the 22nd. Tickets is $15, free food, drinks, and prizes. So get at me if you're trying to come to this event. Love to see you. I'm out.